And yes, it's May 13th, year 2021, and we are together. My name's Brian, and you are listening to Clarity Radio. And so the 13th, wow. I mean, be careful. Don't go under those ladders. You know, you're superstitious. You know, watch out for the black cats. Folks, I'm only kidding. Folks, we have Nancy in the studio. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Wow, your voice sounds even stronger. So what's going on?
Well, I wasn't feeling well this week.
Yeah.
A lot of anxiety, and I just couldn't put my finger on it. And, of course, we talked.
We dealt with something.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting is you know when something's wrong.
I do. Right? I really do.
Because you are, on some level, you are intuitive.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay?
And so what we dealt with this week, it's really incredible. We don't want to give it a name.
No.
Okay? But what you were feeling was achiness over around your body.
Yes.
Okay? It's got to be gone right now. Is it gone?
Yeah, it was gone last night.
After the healing?
Like, right after.
Yeah, okay. And so what we actually end up doing, we call this a decay energy. Okay? And this is what I've learned. And I asked the spiritual council, the name cancer, is that recognized by the council as a disease? And the answer came back, no. But we all know and we look at this as a disease based on man's understanding. And so I asked a question, which we've already mentioned it, decay entity. And so you had a decay entity on you to bring in a disease to cause your body to rot.
Correct.
And so cancer is just a blanket flower name that to me always meant nothing. Because when you hear the word cancer, you don't really understand what cancer really is. And the general public doesn't understand, right?
Right.
But if you say a decay disease, you know what that means.
Yes. I know how it feels.
Right. And cancer is nothing but and only is a process where part of your body is decaying. And so we got rid of that. And so you're not going to have to worry about this issue in the future. And what time of day did we do the actual healing?
9 p.m.
9 p.m. And we did it at 9 p.m. because the actual entity was in your body at that time.
Correct.
And cancer, if anyone is gifted, they know that cancer is a nocturnal, I don't want to use the word disease, is a nocturnal experience. I'm going to use the word experience. I don't know what else to use at this time. But this is a entity that goes on a person and basically creates a chemical imbalance, interacts with the stem cells, the genes, the atoms, everything else, blah, 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 etc. And eventually it triggers various stages, which we describe as cancer. And thank God, you know, you weren't diagnosed with this.
No.
Because you don't need to, you know, no one needs to be diagnosed. What I look at, and the only thing I look at is energy. And it's not really energy because it's unfair to say it's energy. It's a conscious being. It's an entity. Someone else on you wanting you to go through cancer.
Yes.
And we got rid of it. Unfortunately, we had to really get rid of it because it's not coming back.
Yes.
And it's not going anywhere. It's not going to even have another incarnation. We got rid of it because it would have kept coming back, kept coming back, and kept coming back. And you will see in the future, this entity will not come back. Now, if whoever is listening to this wants to say, okay, I'm on the dark side, referring to the person listening, and they say, I'm going to go after that person and give another entity, we will get that entity. So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, any entity that comes on you in the future, we're going to get it off.
Okay.
Because they're not going to win, okay? And so on this note, as we're talking about this decay entity, so I've lost approximately 50 pounds, okay? And people are saying, geez, Brian, you look really good.
You do.
But I feel skinny. My highest weight was 318. I'm down to 264, and I'm 6'3". But I feel skinny. And I did not do anything of substance to lose the weight. I didn't go on any special diet. So I don't want to deceive anyone that I lost 50 pounds because I exercised and I went on a special diet. That's not true. That did not happen. What is the truth, and this is why I wasn't doing radio shows, I was busy trying to save my life. And I had three decay entities on me, quote, cancer, not diagnosed, because I don't need to have it diagnosed. I know my body. I have a very special, unique gift. No one needs to tell me what I have. But the good news is, very recently we got rid of the three entities, and I did it at nighttime. Okay?
Yes.
Just like what we did for you.
Yeah.
I did it at nighttime. It took me about 5 hours. Oh my God, it was intense. And the intense part of it was just trying to stay awake. That's what, that was, because I was so tired. The other stuff was easy. I mean, it was a walk in the park. But I learned how to take these entities off people. And so I went back 2,000 years ago, and I don't want to sound like I'm crazy, but I wanted to know, what did Christ do? Did Christ do these nocturnal healings? And he did. And then I asked, for these decay entities, did he do them during the day? He says, not really. He did them at nighttime.
Wow.
Because it's only at nighttime the entity comes on you, and that we can grab it and put it through the process of being vaporized.
And that makes sense to me, because I will get the anxiety in the night.
You get it at nighttime.
Yes.
And then you also get the insomnia.
Right.
You can't sleep.
I start worrying, and I'm thinking, yeah, okay, something's not right.
Right.
And then I usually talk to you.
Yeah. And how long have we known each other?
Oh, over 10 years.
10 years.
For sure.
We have someone coming on, similar situation. We've known each other for 20 years. So it seems like these lifers are getting the miracles. And I feel fantastic. I feel relieved. But more importantly, I can relate to what people go through when they have the big C, which I'm not going to acknowledge the big C because that's not the correct name to call it. Basically, cancer gives you a kind of a false hope that there's a cure for it.
Right. Okay?
But if you say decay, the first thing you're going to say, how can a doctor stop the body from decaying? What research are they doing to stop that body from decaying? And they can prolong it. You can do stem cell or whatever you want to do. But eventually, if that entity is on you, that energy, it's going to kill you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if the government spends $100,000, $1 million on you personally on the treatment times 1 million people or times 2 million people, the cost of healthcare, it doesn't matter. On some level, it's false hope. And so what did you learn through the healings? I'm going to say to you, you learned that there is a God.
For sure. There is a God.
And you also learned that there is not a punishing God.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so what I want to do is talk about the punishing God and where does that come from, okay?
Okay.
And part of the reason why you're on the broadcast is to let people know that spiritual journey, spiritual healing is not for sissies.
No, it's not. There's okay. many times I wanted to give up.
Right, yeah. You got to be very strong.
Yes.
Okay? And your belief has to be very strong. And we're not talking you being convinced that this is fake news, okay?
Yeah.
This is very much real. This is about saving your life, okay?
Yes.
And this is what this whole exercise is. And it's about you. When you leave here, you go to a good spot, okay? Because the truth is, when we're talking about the punishing God, the forever damned, okay? Let's talk about that for a moment. God does not put anyone in a place of forever damned. You're starting to cry. What are you feeling?
I think just when I was younger, it was a journey. You know, yeah. I've had a lot of different things happen to me in my life.
Yeah.
And because I didn't blame God. I knew what was happening to me wasn't about God. It was
right.
about,
right.
there were other reasons.
Yes,
at
yes.
that, you know, of course, at a young age, I didn't know why. But as I've gone through this journey,
right.
I'm definitely learning it didn't have to do with God. It was promises I
made.
Yeah.
Oaths you made.
Correct.
To other people.
Right.
To the church, whatever.
Right.
That got you into big trouble.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I paid for it.
And you paid for it. And so when you take a look at Forever Damned, this comes from the Catholic Church. And when I say the Catholic Church, I'm not knocking the Catholic Church. Okay. I was baptized Catholic. Okay. And I'm not anti-Catholic. I mean, I love everybody.
Yeah.
And you know that. People who know me, they know that to be true.
Yeah.
But there's a group throughout history in the Catholic Church that is pure evil. And evil is not the right word to describe these individuals, these souls. And they've had many incarnations. They all know it. But they have to convince us this is our only incarnation so they can get away with all their shenanigans. And a lot of the people who are Catholic that is doing the worst damage in this matrix, they don't even go to church. In this incarnation, they're not even part of the Catholic Church. And so this is part of the trickery. But many of these individuals were popes in other incarnations. They were very powerful people. And now they're a civilian. They're doing something else. But they have the ability to send energy to people and make people sick, pass other people's karma on to other people. They have this ability. But what's going on, because the light is now in charge, they are quickly losing that ability.
That is good to hear.
And they have caused so many people to suffer. And they continue to try to do this. And so this small group have the ability to put someone forever down.
Yes.
This is the only group. Okay. But it's part of the church doctrine. Once you believe this, I mean, you're toast. Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely toast. And then the same group, people will go and make confession. And then in exchange, and this is a confession in another incarnation. So they make the actual confession. And the person is asking God to forgive them. And then the priest will say, well, I forgive you. Or God forgives you. But the God, the true God, these evil individuals, the true God is not the creator. It's the church. Okay? And so when they say God forgives you, it means the church forgives you. Now, because the church forgives you, I own you.
Right.
And now you work for me, and you come in other incarnations, and we are going to use you to harm other people. And that's what's going on. And those are the cases I'm seeing. And if you don't do it, they will bring disease into your body.
Right.
Or into your kids or whatever. They will do something. So what we've done is we've really helped you this time around. This actually happened to you in another incarnation. Okay. Two people rape you. Four people raped a member of your family. A member of your family was in a car accident. Another member of your family was in a car accident. You're fired from your job twice. So you're crying right now because you can feel it, because your soul has memory. Okay?
Yeah.
And plus there was a domestic issue between husband and son. And there was another domestic issue between husband and you were killed.
Right.
Okay? And you took on someone else's karma. This evil group transferred the karma to your whole family. And my God, you could only imagine what you would have experienced. But more importantly, even though you've gone through all this, you have no anger towards God.
No. You know, when I was going through difficult times, you know, I would say, why me? Like, why?
Yeah.
You know, but it was never about God.
Yeah. And to me, the fact that you've gone through that, because your soul still maintains memory.
Yeah.
You can still feel it because your eyes are watering because you know it's true. And so part of the exercise in this incarnation is to guide you in a place where this doesn't happen again.
Right.
And for you to make better choices. And so you'll come to me, like many people come to me, and they will ask, what should I do in this situation? And so part of me being able to understand and answer the question is I can go into your past life. I can go into all your past life, everything. You know that to be true.
Yes.
There's nothing but a person. No one can hide anything from me, even though they're gifted. And they say, oh, he can't know. No, I can know everything. Because why? Because I go to God. And God knows everything. God tells me.
Yes.
I'm not working through some medium.
No.
Okay? And so that's why nobody can hide. And I'm not saying that to make someone upset. It's to have higher respect. So if someone comes to me, have respect because God's working through me. And God knows one's intent. But you have been saved, and I said that your children will be spared, okay? And this is what God is saying. But you got to listen, right?
Yes.
So if I say don't do this, it means
don't.
You don't do it. Despite what other people may be saying to you to do, you ignore those people. Because those people that go against what my discernment is, they're not your friend.
No.
In every case. Okay, so there's something else. There's really something else. See, you're here right now. We're going to go more into this into the second break. You're here in front of me, and we're in the matrix. But before you came into the matrix, you went through a white light experience, okay?
Okay.
And so you have a white light mind. And so when I say you have a white light mind, and it's a metaphor, okay? It's a metaphor that's used to help people better understand what I'm trying to say. And so let's say if you forgave 80 people that harmed you, you would come into this incarnation with 80 different minds.
Wow.
Okay? And depending on the situation, A, you would end up having the same repeat experience, okay? or B, you would end up taking on their disease that they were supposed to go through as a result of harming you or members of your family.
So I would just keep going through this cycle.
Yeah, you would keep going through the cycle. And so people who are dark close to you, well, they don't want you to get better. Well, you know that.
Yes.
And the reason why they don't want you to do better is because if you're set free, that means the karma is sent back to them.
Yes.
Okay? And that means in this incarnation, they have to go through it. If they don't go through it, they go through it in their next incarnation. Okay?
Yes.
And so this is why it's important that we all understand this. But more importantly, before we go to break here, is we have to understand what the heck did you do to get these entities, these 80 on you, right?
Right.
And I say to a lot of people, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm close to it. God's the sharpest tool. Folks, I'm just having fun here. The real issue, the word is treadmill. Okay?
Yes.
The word is treadmill. So when we come back, because I've been told, okay, stop talking right now, because I have to listen. Oh, where are my notes? Are there any notes around? Do I have notes?
No notes.
Folks, again, I have no notes. I don't know how that happens. Before I start the show, someone takes my notes and I have no notes. Wow.
Because you didn't rehearse this.
That's it. And the reason why there's no notes is because I got to make sure that I opened myself up for God to come through me. Because if I have notes, God's not coming through me. So that's why you need to take more seriously what I'm saying. We are now going to break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking about the treadmill. My name is Brian. And yes, I'm a little bit tired because I did a major, major healing last night. Didn't get much sleep, but be patient with me. Okay, folks, before we go to break and go into part two, I just want to say, Nancy, that you are a Amadeus.
Okay.
And so let me explain to you what I mean. Amadeus spiritually means one that basically wards off the dark.
Okay.
And so Amadeus, throughout history, right in the music, there were certain frequencies, notes that was in the music that would keep the evil and the actual dark away. It actually worked.
Wow.
And so I look at you as a Amadeus because you're doing it for yourself and you're doing it for your family.
Yes.
Okay. And I mean, this is incredible. So folks, remember that and ask yourself the question, are you a Amadeus? And yes, it's Clarity Radio. And today hasn't changed. It's May 13th, year 2021. So let's go to our song break. Thank you.
Ein Punker unterwegs in der großen Stadt. Es war ihm wie in Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, dann er trank, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na kann man rock me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuos, er war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na kann man rock me Amadeus. Come and rock me, I'm a dance. I'm a dance, 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 I'm a dance. Es war 1780 und es war irgendwie No Plastic Money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alle sucht noch auf den Captain Rock, mehr ab, mal ist da. Come and rock me up, my fingers. Come and rock me up, my fingers.
Wow, that was a great song. Amadeus. So, Nancy, what do you think about that?
100% correct. I've worked on doing things better in this lifetime for me and my children.
Yes. It's unbelievable that people will listen to this song and they don't understand really what it means. Wow. Okay, let's get into the treadmill. Groundhog Day. And so the dark uses a method to get us on the treadmill and to convince all of us that they're of truth. And they make us believe that they are the compassionate ones. They are the truth seekers. Their beliefs that they project onto society that we should blindly accept. And if we don't accept it, then they come with the whip.
Right.
Okay? And the whip is, well, you can't see it. I call them no-see-ums. You know, in fact, in Florida, there's a lot of no-see-ums. Those no-see-ums, those bugs are nasty. But the no-see-ums, so they're in the dark, and they convince everybody that, once again, this is our only incarnation. And so if you start talking about other incarnations, they get fearful, they get worried, because then people start asking other questions, right?
Yes.
Now you start to investigate, and you start asking questions. For example, if I make an oath, does that stay with me in my next incarnation? But they will say no, because there's no other incarnations.
Okay? Correct, yes.
And so the treadmill that they use, their lethal weapon, is just one thing, is they get everyone to forgive everybody. And so the software program in the Matrix is set up that if you forgive a person who's done you harm, injury, or even to your family, or to someone you love, you take on their karma.
I had to learn that.
Yeah.
Hard way.
And that's why you got yourself into trouble. That's why I got myself into trouble. I took on 3 cancers because I, in another incarnation, forgave someone who did me serious harm. And I mean, it's just unbelievable. And so when I look out in the world, you go to church, they're talking about forgiveness all the time. And so we're in this matrix, Groundhog Day, coming back for the same human experience. And the same crap going on, the same dark individuals basically living till 90 to 100, whatever it is. I'm not saying all people who live to 100 is dark. I'm not saying that.
Right.
Because I know some people who are over 100, they're not dark. But there is a lot of darkness. And it's like the Billy Joel song, Only the Good Die Young. Okay?
Yes.
And he's singing about Catholic girls, the church, whatever he's singing about. So his soul knows something that he doesn't quite understand, okay? And so for us to be able to get off the treadmill, we have to remember never to forgive anybody.
That is right.
And so the only response that we should say, for now anyways, if someone asks you to forgive them, say, God does that, go to God, right?
Yes.
And what else do you say?
I let go of all my anger and revenge towards that person.
That's right. Or towards the people that they're working with.
Correct, because you don't know.
You don't know. And again, so when you let go of the anger and revenge, you are not going to come in with them to go through the same horrible experience.
Right.
And when you do this, you're also protecting your family.
Correct.
Okay, because in a lot of cases, they will pass their whole family karma to you.
Right, and the dark loves anger and revenge, correct?
100%.
Yeah.
They strive. In fact, the truth is the dark does not like to see anybody happy. If they see someone happy, they are working hard to make sure everyone's unhappy. For example, if a person who is dark takes over the reins of a large corporation, they are a CEO, they will make sure that almost every employee of the light suffers. They will make sure, because it's usually those are the ones that are happy. The ones that are dark, they are only happy when they are harming the light. So if you know someone who's dark and they look depressed, they're not happy, it's because they're not harming somebody.
Yes, I've met a few of them in my time.
We all know that. And I know many of these individuals.
Right.
And so the treadmill tells me that it keeps us trapped. So it means that when we leave here, we really don't leave. So, for example, you've got what is called a white light mind entity. And so the white light mind entity is your last experience that you had where you died, okay?
Okay.
And in that life, you were murdered, okay? That was your most recent, okay? And then you went through a white light, okay? So everyone who goes through a white light, and folks, I'm asking you, don't listen to the scientists out there that say this is not possible. They're not going to be able to help you the way I'm able to help you through God. So you have to have the correct insurance policy. Take the correct insurance package. And the scientist that says this is not real, you run from that person because they're not there to help you. So having said that, wow, I mean, when you're talking about the white light, and a lot of people don't believe that this is possible. So everyone who has a white light experience in every case enters the matrix. Every case. And so if you have a black experience, darkness, after you die, there's many different meanings. It could either mean that you're going straight to hell, okay, or you're on your way to be vaporized.
Wow.
So when you die and you've got this experience, it's just darkness. It's not a good sign, okay? Like even today, I'm trying to help the world leaders with their handling of COVID. And, you know, this is what I've been told, that 90% of the world leaders, actually, they're going to have a white light experience because they're going to come back and they're going to go through COVID. And many of them are going to die or they're going to have some serious health issue.
Wow.
But that won't be the end of it. They're going to go through a cycle. They're going to go through another incarnation, have a member of their family die. They're going to go through another incarnation of losing their business. They're going to be going through what people generally have experienced. They will come back life after life after life to have that experience. And I asked Father, what is the reason for that? And he said that they should have come up with an antidote from the get-go instead of trying to take 7 billion vaccines and give it to all the people. And where God said that right now in Canada, only 30% of the people is really supposed to have a vaccine. Now, that's changed. Before, it was 80%, up to 80%
right. Last
week. And every week, there's changes to the matrix. So now it's lower. So what it tells me now is that the government's going to have a very tough time having people come forward for the vaccine. Because you're going to hear on the radio, oh, this clinic is open. We've got 10,000 shots. Only 200 people showed up. You know, that's going to start. You're going to see over the next 3 weeks, that's going to start. And that's going to confirm that what I'm saying is true. Because that 30% that's supposed to have the vaccine will have an entity, a mind entity, that says they should take it. Now, the other 70% now is going to have something on them that says don't take it. And that is the mind entity that will control their mind. And so if you force someone to take it against their will, and a lot of employees around the world and in Canada are being forced by their employers to take it, and that's against the law.
A lot of pressure.
And, I mean, that is against the law. So I'm hoping with this software change in the matrix that this would not be a big issue. And also, the other reason is there's so many different vaccines on the marketplace that are not correctly tested. This is what the Father's actually confirmed to me. And basically, he's saying a lot of people are getting sick. But the major mistake, and it's not just politicians, it's the media people, it's medical advisors, it's anyone that's telling people to go and take the vaccine. Meanwhile, they're on the anchor desk, they're on radio, but they themselves have not taken the vaccine. But they're telling people to take it, and the reason why, particularly if they believe that the vaccine is not safe, and they're telling other people to take it, they're coming back to have the experience that they misled on some level. They caused someone some injury.
That is huge.
Okay, so I'm the messenger. This is not me doing this. I'm just saying this is what is going on because the light, the council, has taken over this planet. And these vaccines, you know, I'm not going to make a comment on safety, but what I've been also told is that people around the world, for example, AstraZeneca, people have died from it, okay? But yet, governments around the world, medical officers around the world, are making a very clear statement. They're saying it's safe for people to take. And that's where they create the karmic debt. And because they made that statement, they'll come back and have the same experience. So, having said all this horrible stuff, if I'm a medical advisor, a politician, I'm on the radio, TV, whatever, I'm not going to make a statement that it's safe. When I know darn well that people have died from it. That's number one, because I want to avoid the karma. And I don't want to come back to be brain dead, to have an amputation, to have a blood clot, whatever it is, I don't want to go through that. I don't want to watch my children suffer. So I'm going to be very careful. And if I believe in my heart that it's not safe, I will not report that to anyone, suggest it to anyone, written, oral, any form. I will not do it. Because I know that karma is for real. Sown and reaping is for real. And to say that it's safe and it's not constitutional, two things I've discerned. To force someone to take the vaccine, and also it's not constitutional to close the borders. Anyone that knows law, they know that is true. Because by closing the borders, it's creating more karma. Because a lot of the industry, they rely on trade goods and services. And it's not going through all the way. There's a lot of companies that have to wait for weeks, for months for inventory. And they're laying people off. They're letting people go. And then you've got the personal injury lawyers that are busy. Call me if you get laid off. So it's a nightmare out there. It's an absolute nightmare. So what are you thinking right now? I'm saying all these things. What are you thinking?
Well, as you're speaking, I was, you know, thinking about how the borders are shut, but how much more it affects in other ways, like, you know, somebody's out of work, and that affects their family, and then they're depressed, and then
right.
we have,
right.
you know, we're dealing with a lot of mental health crisis.
Right, right.
And I know that because I work in that area.
Right.
And they are. People are suffering, and it's not suffering because they're worried about getting COVID. They're suffering because COVID is the restrictions that have been put upon people. It's affecting their families. It's affecting them. It's affecting so many things.
Yeah. Now what they're saying is almost like they're hoping for the fourth wave to come.
Right.
And when you take a look at really what's going on, the fourth wave, is there going to be a fifth? Is there going to be a sixth? Is there going to be a seventh wave?
You know? When does it end?
Yeah. Well, the way we're going, it's going to end in World War III because there is no other way if we don't stop this. And the madness is we should have had an antidote.
Yes.
And what should have happened, the doctor in Romania that claimed to cure 1,000 people, all governments should have contacted the health minister in Romania and say to the health minister, who is this doctor? Find out what she's doing. Is she for real? And find out what is she using, what treatment, okay? And if they confirm it's for real, they should announce it to the world that this is true, okay? Like right off the bat.
Okay? Right.
Like if I'm the prime minister and I read that, I'm going to contact Romania. If it's not true, I'm going to make a public announcement. I'm going to say, many of you have read the news print about this doctor. I've checked it out personally myself. It's not for real. And that's what they got to do. If something is not for real, they need to investigate it. But if it's for real, they need to bring that treatment into this country, open up the borders, okay, and treat people. Because we've got a method. We've got something. We've got medicine that has been proven to work. And so while that's in place, then you get the antidote. So worldwide, the whole economies are open up. And so, again, a proper antidote can be developed to knock out all variants. I mean, this is what I would do. It's logical, you know, but we in this country, we don't do a lot of things that are logical. For example, I was driving the other day, and I saw this townhouse development, and they all had flat roofs in this country. And I said, Father, is it logical to have flat roofs? He says, no. It's like we're insane. It's like the building industry, the government sections, departments that approve this, we're all freaking insane. But if you understand flat roofs cause lots of problems and it causes employment to happen, people make money off flat roofs. That's the real deal. But flat roofs, if it was me, I would ban flat roofs. Absolutely. I would ban flat roofs. It's not logical to have an apartment building that does not have a backup generator in case of a power failure. And all you need is to have the generator for the elevators.
Correct. A way to get out if you need
it. It's beyond me that we accept second best. That this country accepts second best. The United States looks at this country as the dumb cousin. I mean, folks, give your head a shake. Okay, here, I'm shaking my head right now. Hang on. Go on, shake your head. Shake everything out. Yeah. Now, I think I've just got rid of the dumb cousin. How do I look? Do I look like a dumb cousin? Yes.
<Yeah. laughs>
Get rid of the smirk. Okay, here we go. When we come back, we're going to go really deep now. We're going to go into when you were in your mother's womb at 6 months, because there's something that I learned.
Okay.
And we're going to go back. And also, folks, there's another thing. The people in Alberta, they haven't made the connection to COVID and the ill treatment of animals. And Calgary has the highest rates of COVID right now compared to the rest of Canada. And it's like the flat roof syndrome. Right now, in Canada, we are metaphorically experiencing the flat roof syndrome. Okay? We do it, but we don't understand the impact. And that's what we're going through right now. And so, I mean, encourage people from Calgary to listen to this broadcast. And people from Calgary, get your head out of the sand. Make the connection to the ill treatment of animals to COVID. The rest of Canada do this. The rest of the world do this. Wake up. Okay, we are going to break. And, I mean, you can choose to make a commitment to get close to the truth, the spiritual counsel, God. And you can walk around and you can say, I got you. Let's go to break.
I got you. That's all I want. I won't forget. That's a whole lot. I don't go out. Not now that you're in. Sometimes we shout. But that's no problem. Everything that I've imagined, and something's wrong. I feel uneasy. Will you show me?
Okay, we're back. It is May 13th, and very intense. The last segment was very intense. And, of course, you know you're listening to Clarity Radio. My name is Brian. Now, Nancy.
Yes.
You've got a couple questions you want to ask me.
I do. I guess as you were talking, what was going through my head as you were speaking, coming up with questions, what do the people of Calgary, what would they have to do to offset what they've been going through? How can they change it?
It's a very, very simple thing they need to do. All they got to do is ask God to forgive them for slaughtering any animal. In fact, anyone who does harm to an animal, they simply, with sincerity, they ask God to forgive them. Even if they go every day and they slaughter animals, every day at the end of the day, they say, Father, forgive me for doing this. And just say, Father, please forgive me. Am I forgiven? Their soul will know.
Right.
And so, but this is also a good way for the people of Alberta to develop a stronger relationship with God. Because a lot of them, in their 100% free will, they did not do this. They just slaughtered the animals, okay? And no one told them. Because religion is not here to really help us, okay? Religion basically is here to keep us on the treadmill. And so once we break away from religion, and folks, I'm getting a headache here. Some people are thinking this. Okay, so he's talking about a cult and all this stuff, New Age. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about 7 billion people. We all grow up and we realize that God is the only one in this matrix that can forgive, period. Okay? It would be nice if I was a Palestinian, for example, every time the Palestinians are bombed, I would not forgive Israel. Any country that bombs another country, the one receiving the bombs, I would not forgive them. Because that's the only way we can eventually, through the matrix, stop the wars. That's the only way. By us forgiving other countries that bombed the crap out of other countries, you're coming in into another incarnation to be bombed again. But if you forgive them, then they got to go through some sort of lesson experience to balance out the score.
So you would ask God to forgive.
100%.
Right? And let go of anger and revenge.
Yeah, 100%. But I would not forgive anybody. I would not forgive a country, an institution, a government, a king, a queen. I would not forgive any of this because then they own me.
Right.
And that's what we've got to understand. Then they own me. What's your second question?
So what do the politicians, what could they do to offset what has already been done? How can they change this around?
Well, they can do it, but most of them are very weak and most of them, they don't listen too well, okay? Because they're under the influence of something else. And by the way, it's not their fault. They're basically actors on the stage reading their lines. But for many, their lines are not going to be too good when they cross over. But what they can do, if I'm a politician today, I'm going to be moving towards antidote right away. I'm going to be calling every doctor around the world who claims to have some sort of treatment for COVID that have a proven track record of success, find out what's going on, and I would get all of the chief medical advisors, doctors of the light, okay, of the light, and say, this is what I've discovered, it's been revealed to me, and please go and save our citizens. That's what I would do. And that would offset some of the karmic debt I have acquired in a major way. But it takes someone that has a lot of courage, and there's not too many people in this country that truly have courage, particularly a politician. And the Father's speaking through me. The reason why is they are more concerned about getting votes than doing the right thing. And that's big. And that's where that individual will create huge karma. But me, I would be going after the antidote. I would be working with countries worldwide that are doing research. I would set up a central database for all researchers to tap into that database and get the information and see what's going on. And I would not make this about money. Right now, it's about pharmaceutical companies having patents, want to make billions, zillions of vaccines that for many reasons are not safe, is not proven. Instead of going and get a safe treatment, a safe antidote. That's what I would do if I'm a politician. If I did that, then I know the spiritual council, when I cross over, would have mercy on me.
Wow.
But whether or not that's going to resonate with many of them out there, only God knows. But
right.
If I'm them, I would listen to this, you know, because I'm a person that knows them better than they know themselves. I know all their family members better than they know their family. Every politician, I know their family members better than they know their family. And I can say that because God tells me everything that I need to know at that moment. Okay, so let's look at 6 months in your mother's womb.
Okay.
Okay. And let's see what we're going to have revealed to us. Okay, hang on for 1 second. Now, so 6 months in your mother's womb, okay, so you had this microchip, I call this a microbe, in your small intestine, and it said that you are in purgatory, okay, that you're in purgatory. And because we are led to believe, again, I sound like a broken record, and I know this, that we only have one life, okay? And so we're in the matrix, and this is where we go through purgatory, and this is where we go through hell. This is where we go through some stages of heaven or whatever. But this planet is basically a dog's breakfast. It really is. Because when you come into this matrix, what you realize that the first displaced energy on this planet is the energy of truth. It's almost like it just exists in pockets. But for the whole planet, it's like the planet is in a fog.
Yes.
And they're basically, it's like they all took some sort of drug that says they will not speak up if they feel that something is not right. It's just like many of us came in to be slaughtered like lambs. And we know that much of what's going on in COVID is not correct because there's one definition, one statement I live by. If you're going to do something and it's difficult, it means it's not meant to be.
For sure.
And when you got more than one vaccine, for example, you've got slaughtering houses around the world where many of the workers are getting COVID. In fact, slaughtering houses is probably the number one industry around the world where they have the highest rates of COVID. Okay? They can check it out. It's got to be. Okay? But, I mean, they can fudge the numbers. They can do whatever. Okay? Because remember, truth is only in certain pockets of this planet. It's not all over.
Right.
And so when we take a look at purgatory, in every case, when someone's in purgatory, it means they were a victim. Okay? But on some level, another level of truth, there are no victims. There are just volunteers. There's some truth to that, but not entirely, because the issue is that at one time, the dark was able to change the matrix to their advantage. And they could change the matrix where they would never suffer. They would always be untouchable. And they would pass their spiritual debt of sowing and reaping to others. And so one of the things that the dark uses is the Bible, scripture, the Ten Commandments. And so if you take a look at the statement, honor thy mother and father, what does that really mean? It means that they must do what they want you to do, regardless of it being right or wrong. Okay? And then if you don't do it, they come back with you into another incarnation, the matrix.
Yes.
And they will give you disease.
And you're back on the treadmill.
They may have done something really awful to you in the 100% free will, and then you forgive them, then they're off the hook. And so they keep coming back doing the same nonsense to you, or maybe something different, maybe worse, and you keep forgiving them. That's why we don't do it. And that's why you cannot accept the Bible at face value. You can't do it. You cannot do it. You cannot accept the Ten Commandments at face value. Otherwise, you're toast. And so when Christ came to teach, love thy neighbor as thyself, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and it's always to the best of your ability. So even Joe Biden, the president of the United States, when he was sworn in, and a lot of people, a lot of Americans did not pick up on this. Canadians, the world did not pick up on this. One observation. After he swore the oath, he said to the best of his ability. He made that statement. But the problem with oaths, it is not reciprocal. And that's why you don't make them.
Right.
If you make an oath to someone, 99.9, they're not coming back to make an oath to you. Because they know the game.
They gotcha.
They know the matrix game. They know how to get you real good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you don't do it. If they're not prepared to come back and say, I promise to protect you the best way I can, they won't. But they want us to say, we promise to protect ABC, but with no wiggle room out. Then if you don't do it, you come back into another incarnation, they get you. Because this force has a blanket energy that can infect a billion people at one time in less than 30 minutes. And that's the power of the matrix. And that's why the light has to stay in control of the matrix. And so when you look at your mother's womb, 6 months in your womb, you were in purgatory. Of course, you were murdered, and your family went through horrific experiences. And so for you to get out of purgatory, this is where I'm going, you agreed that you would go on a spiritual journey.
Correct, yes.
That's what you agreed, because remember, I'm the extension of the spiritual council. And so even through the council, I can, through the council, make arrangements for someone's life to be extended. I can do that, and I've done that for many people. And I can also help change the outcome of their future. And so one of my job is to make sure you don't get murdered.
Yes.
Okay, and your kids don't go through A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Right.
Okay? Because we're going to understand together what you did to attract all that.
Okay.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to make sure you don't do it again and you stay away from the people who harmed you.
Sounds good to me.
And that's what we're going to do. And so I know you can do it because you've done some amazing things already. And so you're in front of me. You've had all these health issues, mental health issues. On some level, you're dealing with mental health with your job as a nurse.
Right.
Okay? And so it's not like you're somebody else, and then the listeners are saying, well, she doesn't know anything. She's a housewife. She's a domestic engineer. Don't listen to her. But you're in where all the fighting's going on.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the front line.
Yes.
And so you know, and if I wasn't correct, you would tell me.
Yes.
You better tell me, because I don't... Because if I'm not saying anything correct, you got to tell me. You know, don't worry about embarrassing me. People cannot embarrass me on the air here. They can't do it. Because when you have an interview with me, if I'm saying something that you don't believe in, let me know, because then I have to check to see if there's a block. If you have a block, if you do have a block, I have to lift it. That's why I need people to say, Brian, what you're saying, it doesn't resonate, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go back to 6 months again, the reference in the womb, and see what else. Hang on. Oh, wow. Okay, so in your microbes, 6 months in your mother's womb, you were programmed to go through what you're going through with me, okay? But when you die, oh, my gosh, you know, this is really good. You're going to go back into a 100% free will incarnation. You're coming out of the matrix. And so, yeah, you can feel it. You're crying.
Yeah.
Because you know what I'm saying. It's true. And so when you die and cross over, you're going to experience a pinkish purple light. And so when you have that experience, you're going into a 100% free will. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask God to give you insight into forgiveness. So when you go into the 100% free will, you're going to be faced with this nonsense again of everyone forgiving everybody.
Okay? Right.
And so you're going to learn that that's not the way to go. And then you're going to teach others the truth.
Okay.
But remember, to be on the journey, this journey is not for sissies.
No.
Okay? So it's not going to be easy. I mean, when you're doing God's work, it's not easy, but it is very rewarding. It is. Because, I mean...
It's a whole different feeling.
It's a whole different feeling of looking forward to the future when you wake up in the morning... And to be able to get rid of fear.
Not looking over my shoulder.
Not looking over your shoulder, because you looked over your shoulder a lot, right?
Yep, whole life.
Your whole life. But the people who come and see me, I think that's what my job is, to get them out of the matrix, and when they die and cross over, they're going to a better place. Because I don't want to die and come back into the matrix and deal with this crap here.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I want to go somewhere. But then again, the father may say, you may have to go into the matrix because we need someone to teach certain individuals the truth. And that becomes like the human body. You know, you've got red blood cells, you've got white blood cells. And so you become a combination of both and you go into the next experience. And so you've got the ability to sustain life, the red blood cell. And then you've got the white, you're able to fight off the darkness. Okay?
Yeah.
Again, it's a metaphor, but that's what God wants of you, is to use you as a instrument and to infuse pureness into the 100% free will. Because the 100% free will is worse than the matrix. So I'm going to warn you. Because there's a lot of people that will get diabetes or whatever, different diseases, because they did something in the 100% free will. But the same people in the matrix are not doing the same violent crimes or whatever. So it's less violent here, but there's more sickness here because they're paying their debt here.
Right.
But in the 100% free will, there's a lot less sickness and a lot more crime going on. So maybe I can ask the Father to station you maybe in the Bahamas, you know, and where you just have a handful of people living on the island and you don't have to worry about the hurricanes and all that. Maybe there's something that can be done. But who knows? Like, I mean, he's in charge.
Right.
And so what I also learned about free will is when we go to God and we ask God for forgiveness, our life changes, not because we have free will. It's because God forgives us and changes our life. So God has free will. So the only entity that has free will is God. But we have to go to God and ask for forgiveness. And then our life changes. Again, the people in Calgary, listen to me. You're listening to a person that knows you better than you know yourself and knows all the employees of the plant where you work. Knows the children in all schools better than the teacher. That's who you're listening to. So I'm saying to all of you out there, we love you, but treat the animals with extra compassion. Show more and go to God and ask God to forgive you when doing any harm to an animal. Okay, so we're going to go to break. And when we come back, I'm still going to continue. There's more for us to learn through your mother's womb when you were 6 months.
Okay.
Okay, and
yes.
This is very interesting. Okay, my name is Brian, and we are going to take a break. And for the people in Puerto Rico, I'm going to be helping you. And I can't tell you how I'm going to help you, but the Spiritual Council is going to be helping you big time over the next 3 months. And we love you. Let's go to break. Almost like I have a program.
Come and move that in my direction. Thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me want to savor every moment slowly, slowly. You fit me, tell me, love, how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you never lie, my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah, ya, ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Véndamelo, yo sé que estás pensándolo. Llevo tiempo intentándolo, mami, estoy dando y dándolo. Sabes que tu corazón conmigo te hace bam bam. Sabes que esa beba está buscando de mi bam bam. Me prueba de mi boca para ver cómo te sabe. Quiero ver cuánto amor a ti te cabe. Yo no tengo prisa, yo me quiero dar el viaje. Empezamos lento, después salvaje. Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Cuando tú me besas con esa destreza, con delicadeza, pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye.
Oh yeah. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Quiero ver bailar tu pelo, quiero ser tu ritmo, que le enseñes a mi boca los lugares favoritos,
favoritos, favoritos, baby. This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever cuando esté contigo.
Pasito a pasito, suave suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Que enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Pasito a pasito, suave suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
And we are back. I love you, Puerto Rico. I love your food, the people. You're beautiful. So we are having a human experience, and we're trying to learn what truth is, what truth is all about. And once we understand the truth, what does it mean to you, me, to everyone else? And this is a question you need to ask yourself, that the information that's being revealed here, what does it mean to you? Now, Nancy, you were saying something on the break. What were you saying?
Well, this song that just played, and then on the way here, I was listening to a song that Justin Bieber was on, and I don't know, I just really resonate with his journey, and he was misunderstood there.
Okay, so, you know, without interfering with his privacy, the main reason why I'm going to say what I'm going to say, because the Father's coming through me, is the world knows he's dealing with a lot of anger issues. But the reality is he could be helped. He's got an entity. It's a nighttime entity that he's got that comes into him. And this anger entity would make him angry mostly at nighttime, okay, and do crazy things. And so it's still on him. And it's just like we got rid of something very powerful off you.
Right.
You know, the same thing.
Yes.
But he would be going to counseling and all this stuff. And as long as that entity is on him, he's not going to resolve the anger issues.
I have been there, and no disrespect to the people who have tried to help me.
Yeah.
But it was really like a Band-Aid. You know, if you take that Band-Aid off, that wound is still there, and I wasn't fixing it and getting frustrated and then wanting more, wanting to know more. And that's when we have done the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel I need that Band-Aid.
Right, and you won't.
Right.
You know, but 6 months down the road, who knows? Someone may take over your mind, your body, your emotions, your mental state. And if that happens, we'll get it off within 1 hour.
I recognize that feeling. I know when things aren't right.
And it's probably going to have to be one of these nocturnal healings. Now, what I got to say, folks, to all my loyal clients, because I'm now doing these healings at 10, 11, 12 o'clock, it's going to take a lot out of me, which I did one last night, and I am tired right now. And what it's going to do, from time to time, I'm going to collapse. There's no question. I'm going to collapse. And from time to time, I'm going to cancel appointments because I won't be able to do anything the next day depending on what that healing is all about. So if we cancel, please don't be upset. Just be patient and wait for your turn, okay? So, having said that, let's go 6 months back into your mother's womb where you were. And let's find out what else we can learn so we can educate our listeners. Here we go. Okay, so, oh boy. So, you, 6 months in the mother's womb, you were already asking for a slice of chocolate cake. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That would be me. Here's the thing what you had. You had this microchip. And it said that you would never feel what it's like to be loved.
Yes. And that was my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you would feel what it's like not to be appreciated.
Yes.
Right? That was your program. You know, you're crying. You can feel it. Yeah. Yeah. Today, we've changed that.
It's
because your microbes say that you know what it's like to be appreciated.
Yes. Okay?
Right? That's a very strong yes, right?
Yes.
And you know what it's like to feel loved.
Yes, yes.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah. And so this is...
like real love, like...
Yeah. This is like night and day. And so, you know, when you take a look at even young children, you know, young children at school, where the young child is going to school, and let's say they're beating up the teacher. Let's say that the kid's 8 years old. Beating up the teacher, beating the kids up, doing all this stuff, full of anger. There is no effective protocol to deal with that child other than to put that child into a special group in another school, bust them to another school, or put them into a special environment where they are closely monitored. But with government funding, I mean, a lot of these kids need help and they don't have that special classroom situation. If it does exist, the child's got to be bussed out of the school district. Because I know of a case right now. I know of a case. And the teachers can't figure out what's wrong with this child. And I know what's wrong with the child. He's got a past life issue and he's got an anger entity on him, and that entity is going to come off that child very shortly. So we live in a society that we are afraid to go outside the box. And when we are afraid to go outside the box, that's when people are injured and that's when people die, because we're not saving them.
Right.
And so the fact is that you went through your whole entire life going through school, not feeling to be loved, not feeling to be appreciated. And kids, I see a vision of the kids making fun of you. They made fun of you a lot, right?
Yeah, I was very withdrawn, like one of those kids sitting there and you're kind of a, I don't know, you're not that extrovert.
But withdrawn because of depression, because remember, at 6 months,
yes,
you had an active energy for depression.
Mm-hmm. And I felt that anger, but I turned it inwards.
Yeah, and so we have a lot of people that are going through that today, and they're screaming out for help. And they've got the suicide entity on them too. And they're screaming out, but nobody is around them to really help them. And they keep hoping that maybe it's going to go away. And then what happens, it compounds to a higher level. They get a different entity that comes into their body. But now they're hearing a voice. And the voice says, you must kill yourself. That's the reality. And you never got to the voice.
No.
Thank God about that.
Yes.
That's a tough one to deal with, but it's not tough. Because I just go to the Father and say, are we ready to do it today? Yes or no? If he says no, he will tell me when. But it will only happen when the voice is in your head, that entity. Then we can grab it.
Had the ideation, but not the intent.
Yeah, exactly. Because when I take a look at my past incarnations as Benjamin Franklin, my God, they made lots of money off me, the U.S. Postal Service. And you take a look at Einstein, when I was Einstein, and I was upset because they took certain math equations and they created the nuclear bomb. And I'm still disappointed with that. And with Tesla, again, a lot of the technology was stolen from me. And you gotta be strong, because I know that when I move forward with my own technology, I have to be careful because they're gonna try to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't blame God. But now the difference is I have a very powerful spiritual gift that I can change things where they can't steal it. Okay? That's the difference. But when I was the other three, I didn't have that. And so I agreed to come into this matrix with the knowledge of science, which in classrooms, they still make fun of Einstein because they don't understand Einstein and they don't understand my equations. They don't understand E equals MC squared. They don't understand it. Okay? Instead of taking time to understand it, they make fun. Okay? And so they choose the wrong horse. They go with the wrong horse. But with you, you went with the correct horse and you are set free. You've been set free.
Yes.
So let's go back into the womb again. You got to understand, I'm going into the womb and the oxygen is, you know, I got to have a breathing mask. It's like I'm diving for pearls. Here we go. So 6 months in the mother's womb, you're there. Your microchip, your program, from that point to where you are 52, okay, it was programmed that you would have 3,000 thoughts on a serious level to kill yourself.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't count.
We're talking 3,000 times.
Right from a young age.
Yep, right from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, right from the get-go. Horrible, horrible existence. Okay, but you don't have them anymore.
No.
No, we got rid of that software program. We got rid of it. And the fact that 3,000 times. And so someone says to me, Brian, you're crazy. You're crazy, you're misleading the public. We do have free will. They don't get it. They don't get it. Because the answer is going back 6 months to see what your life would have been. But within the programming, it would also say that you would receive a miracle healing, which it did.
Yes.
And which you have. Many. More than one.
Oh, yes.
Okay? And so the free will is you basically asking God to forgive you. Because in all of the healing sessions, you've always asked God to forgive you.
Correct.
And through that act of asking God to forgive you, your script was changed. The microchips were shut down that were not to your benefit, and new ones were activated that was to your health benefit. I mean, go figure.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, go figure that. How is this possible? The whole thing is, how is this possible? Even going back to the vaccine in COVID, I was watching YouTube, listening to the scientist that was saying it's not possible to come up with a safe vaccine. This was a person that was interviewed by 60 Minutes. And this person was saying you can't develop a vaccine of integrity, 100% integrity. This is not what he said, but this is what I interpreted, within a short period of time, within 1 year. And he's right. I mean, he's absolutely right. And then he's saying, we've had AIDS for a long time, HIV, been trying to do a vaccine. There is not one vaccine today. But we are led to believe that it's okay. But when I go to the council says it's not okay, that some people will take the vaccine. And he says he will protect those ones because they believe in him. It's true. People just, generally speaking, can't understand how that happens. I can look at a tree, and a tree has microbes, and I can tell you how long that tree is going to live. 1 year, 3 years, 10 years, 100 years, I can tell you. And even the earth has microbes, a software program. And I was sad to discern this morning, really sad when I discerned this, that Mother Earth does not like the humans on this planet, not more than 20-30%.
Wow.
Not happy, because the collective consciousness of mankind is to destroy something that is beautiful.
We don't appreciate it.
We don't appreciate it. And then we have to go to God for a miracle, because that's where you got to go. Well, the dark can do it. If the dark does anything for you, then they really own you. But you want to go to the light. And a lot of people are so far deep in trouble, they won't go there. They won't go towards the light. So what they do on a collective consciousness is they participate in the destruction of planet Earth on different levels. And that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then anything to do with truth, they don't want to hear about it, because truth is God. God is the matrix. You know, God is the software program. And I don't understand who God is. I really don't. You know, sometimes I think I do, but I really don't. But one thing that I do know about God is not a punishing God. That anything that we do, it's a result of us doing something in a malicious way or making these dumb oaths, vows, promises, pledges, you know, guarantees, forever damn commitments, understandings, forever commitments, always commitments, never commitments. You know, you just do all these dumb things, and then basically you accept eye for eye, you accept the sins of the forefathers, you accept the Bible at face value, you accept the Ten Commandments at face value, and you go and you forgive people when you're not supposed to do this, and you don't let go of your anger and revenge. I mean, you do all these stupid things. Then, with a lot of people, they agree to be what I call empaths. They agree to be an empath, to take on that debt, that karmic debt for someone else. They agree to be a forward path, to be hooked by religion or whatever. They went and confessed. Then they're used as an instrument to pass other people's karma to good people, okay? Which you don't want to do. Then you agree to die for these entities, for your family to die. Then you agree to suffer, and you agree to have your family suffer. We're insane. This is insanity, okay? And we're duped. And so we got to change our ways. And folks, if you're really watching the bouncing ball, what I just said, you can make your own prayer based on what I've just said. You know, think about it. And you can do it. And say this every day. But the key is, you got to understand that many of you are held in bondage by one or two people. And all you do is include in your prayer, those who are master individuals of the dark that hold me in bondage, you denounce everything, oaths, vows, promises, and everything. You can do it. But you always got to remember, with that prayer, there is a master dark entity that is there to really mess you up and punish you and trick you and hold you hostage. This is what I deal with every day. And this is what I do, helping people to stay alive and have a brighter future. So we're going to go to break. And I mean, the question is, should I see, right? People ask the question, should I see? And you have to really understand that when you are going on a spiritual journey, particularly with me, again, it's not for sissies, but the reward that you're going to get from one incarnation to the next is better. And I now understand for the first time, my job is to get you out of the matrix, those of the light that God approves, and now I know how to help you. And it's not going to be one session. It could be 10 sessions. It could be 20. It could be 30 sessions. It depends on how much baggage you have, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So it's not for sissies, right?
No. Nope. I've been like an onion. Like, yeah. Peeling those layers away.
Yeah. That's it. Okay, folks. So we are going. We are going to break. And when I come back, it's going to be my final comments. And you'll say something when we come back. Think about what you want to say.
All right.
And then I go into the final comments. Okay, my name is Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio. It is May 13th, year 2021. Thank you. Okay, I'm back. Again, it's May 13th, year 2021, and we're in the studio with Nancy. And before I start my final comments, Nancy, what is it you want to say for your final comments?
It hasn't been an easy journey, but it's gotten so much better just starting to listen and learn the truth.
Yeah.
And I didn't blame God. I had to come to him a lot. And try and understand. And once I did the work on myself and through with you,
yeah,
you know, I wake up in the morning and things are lighter. When I'm looking out of the window,
yeah,
I'm looking out thinking, wow, what am I going to do today? You know, instead of worrying about what is going to happen.
Yeah.
So I just encourage people to try and embrace that truth and come to God and come to the light.
Right.
Yeah. And that's it.
And now our approach, am I a fanatic?
Not at all.
Right.
No. Yeah. There were times I'd come to you and you definitely would say, you got to wait. And it wasn't very often, but yeah, there's reasons.
Yes.
So being patient and understanding was big.
Yeah.
Just no matter what you do.
Yeah, no, that's true. When I wake up in the morning, I don't know what I'm going to go through that day.
Yeah.
But I do know one thing. I want to help somebody. And the reward for helping someone and even having the death experience that I had months ago really made me, on a conscious level, aware that there is much more beyond this planet and that there is really a council. There is a council that manages all of us. And the whole idea that we are to walk around thinking that we're untouchable, there's absolutely no way. We are all touchable, including myself. You know, so I can't go around with my gift and go and hurt people, which I'm not allowed to. Everything is done through the spiritual council. They do everything. I just basically say, listen, I need your help in this area. Will you help me? And they do it. And they really do it. And they're no nonsense. Because what they are saying to me is no one touches you, which makes me feel very comfortable. And further, no one touches your clients. And they say that because they know that the dark wants to touch me and touch you and everyone else to make God look bad. Okay? Because scripture, if you look at scripture, it made Christ look like a fraud. Christ would make this one healing, rubbing something in the person's eyes, and then they can see. They made Christ look like a fraud. Because 2,000 years ago, when Christ was doing these healings, he was doing nocturnal healings, taking this energy off people. And he knew where to send the energy. And it could be 10 sessions, 30 sessions, depends on the baggage. And that's what Christ did. And the reason why Christ would wake up early in the morning was to do work and also to get rid of the energy that he may have not taken on. He placed it somewhere. And where he placed it, that energy had to be moved forward into another area, which is what I do every morning. You know, so that's why it doesn't stay on me. But before it did stay on me, I took on those three cancers because I wasn't doing it correctly. So I learned, you know, live and learn. So thank you very much for allowing me to be in your life to help you.
Thank you. You're passionate about what you do.
Yeah. Okay, folks, we are going to my final comments. So do I have notes?
Absolutely not.
I have no idea what I'm going to say. Okay, Father, come through me now. Okay, to our government. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. Here we go. The Father is saying that he loves all of you. And he knows that many of you believe you're doing the right thing. But he also knows that many of you are under the influence of something that you don't understand, that you can't feel, you can't see. And he knows how frustrated you are. But he also knows that many of you are afraid for many to understand that COVID has been handled in a way that has caused the lives of many. And he knows that many of you feel bad about this, that you struggle with this. And he also knows many of you have extraordinary fear of dying. And he also knows that many of you want to do the right thing and say the right thing, but you're afraid to. He wants you to trust in him. He wants you to sit down with him, talk to him. He wants you to get down on your hands and knees and ask him to forgive you. And he wants you to make a commitment to him to work on that antidote, to set his children free, to set us free. He doesn't want you to blame anyone. He doesn't want you to point a finger at anyone. Because there's always three coming back at you. He wants you to learn what other countries are doing to help people recover from COVID. And he's saying the vaccines is not the answer. It's part of the answer, but the antidote is the answer combined with a treatment that is safe and that works. He does not want any human being on this planet to take us towards World War III or a war. because of COVID. And he needs everyone to accept self-accountability and not to blame anyone publicly or privately. It takes more than one to tango. That those who believe in him, the spiritual counsel, he will show mercy. Not only to believe is to know that they need to be the instrument to do the right thing and to correct the imbalance of the world and walk towards truth and bring God and science together and not separate it. He's not going to have me help in the antidote. He has assigned individuals to come up with an antidote. He does not want anyone to stop these individuals. And when the antidote is done and the treatment is understood that brings a cure, that no one is to interfere with his progress, that he wants people of the world to live and not die, and not to die unnecessarily. And he wants the world to make a connection to the slaughtering, the ill treatment of animals, and COVID and the various different variants. And he wants mankind to come back to him, that he has removed the power of the dark over this planet. He now says, you can do it. You can come back to him. And that you must not forgive anyone. That is his responsibility. The reason why we don't understand the overall facts with respect to the person that we are forgiven. Instead, we are to let go of our anger and our revenge. The practice of oaths, vows, promises, and pledges without having some escape clause statement is unacceptable, and this practice must stop. There are other incarnations. All of you have had past lives. And the practice of teaching others that this is our only incarnation must stop. That we must not do anything malicious. And the concept of eye for eye must be denounced. It must stop. And the teachings of this must stop now. Final words, he says he loves us all. And this message is only being given to the world because he does love us all. And he's saying to everyone, government, scientists, medical people, media, religious entities, everyone and anyone, do not ask somebody to do something when you are not prepared to do it yourself. This is a very, very important statement, and it must be taken to heart. And you must allow individuals to choose that they must not be forced to do anything against their will. Okay, let me see if there's anything else I got to say. Hang on. He says he will show mercy on those who take to heart this complete message. Okay, let me see if there's anything else again. Let's wait for the text from God. I think God's going to give me a text. Let me see here. Wait, just got to wait. Well, I'm asking if there's any more to say. He says there's nothing more. Whoops. What was that? Yeah, he's confirmed that there's nothing more to say. We've done it. Fantastic. So, okay, I'd like to thank all of you who continue to help us, help me. And we're basically about getting the message out to 7 billion plus to really change this whole planet so we're off the main infrastructure of suffering. Is we got to stop forgiving each other. And that's how we get rid of the treadmill. And so think about it. And next week, we're going to have another very interesting broadcast, a very informative broadcast. And may the rest of the week be good for you. Thank you.